Say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. We extend our warmest welcome to all of those who will be listening today over the radio and the internet, and we pray that you will experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's Word today as Pastor Tomlinson brings it. You can also find an outline of today's sermon inside the church bulletin if you'd like to follow along. The scripture of the month is found in our bulletin in John chapter 1 and verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. Activities and services for this coming week, Wednesday the 1st, the midweek prayer service will be at 7:30 p.m. It will be broadcasted. If you wish to join us for the prayer time from your homes, we'll offer an opportunity to join us via a WebEx meeting. Please email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. As you know, each Sunday morning we begin our Lord's Day at 9:45 a.m. with our Bible study. That will be broadcasted also for those who wish to join us from their homes. Our remaining services today have been canceled. And now we're going to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Number 234, Wonderful Words of Life, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Change.
God's Word, it's not just a book, it's wonderful words of life, right? It gives us hope. Why don't we turn to the next hymn, number 264, In the Garden, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Abundantly in our ability to share with you with a live broadcast, not just a recording, but to share with you a live broadcast of the messages from the Word of God, and that we can fellowship one with another in spirit and in truth, and that we are thankful that, as the Bible tells us, that even though there may be appearance of few that are here, there are more with us than those who are with the world. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your divine presence and glory, that the glorious riches that are of Christ Jesus are in us and upon us, to lift us up and to strengthen us, to transform us abundantly, that we would conduct ourselves as servants of the Most High God, that in holiness and righteousness we would conduct ourselves and we would serve you and dwell in you. We thank you, Father, that you have enabled us to testify of the glorious riches of Christ, and you have enabled us to gather together, whether in person or virtually, that you, O Lord, are exalted and glorified. Lord, in the Psalms, David wrote, he says, "But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." And so, Father, I pray for those that hear will trust in your mercy and that they would draw closer to you. No matter what is happening in their lives, they would seek out your will in your presence. And I pray, O Lord, for your hand of mercy upon the families of Bethel and the people who are called by your name, to have a deep longing and thirsting for your word and for your presence, that they would draw nearer to you. That as we draw nearer to you and you draw nearer to us, you would enable us to engage our neighbors and our family members and co-workers and such with the testimony of Christ with care and compassion, that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ would be communicated through us and would be encountered and would be felt by those that hear, that they might not only hear of your transforming power, but they would see it in the lives of your people who live for you. And Father, we pray for the people of this country and the people of this world who are having difficulties and hardships as they deal with this coronavirus. Here in California, we're in a type of shelter in place, and that you, Lord, would encourage the hearts and minds of the people not to fear, not to be anxious, but to rejoice in the Lord and to wait upon the act of the Lord. Lord, we are there is a plague in the land, but it is not a plague that is beyond your capacity to remove, nor is it a plague beyond our capacity through you to endure and to rejoice in, that the glorious riches of Christ would be lived out in us. Father, we pray for those who need to encounter your healing touch and your comforting spirit as they are afflicted with the infirmities of this world. We pray for little Ida, and she has low blood platelets, and that you would increase her platelets, strengthen her body, and encourage her by your presence and peace. We pray for Philomena Laurel, who has some health issues, that you would bless her with strength, not only of her body, but also of her spirit, to rejoice in the glorious riches which are in Christ. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice and Jorge and Martha Peretti and Monty Llewellyn, who have multiple health issues that just keep compounding and challenging their daily activities, Lord, but that you would lift them up and strengthen them by your presence and peace to rejoice and glorify you. We pray for those dealing with cancer, for Patricia Llewellyn, for Bob Jones's brother, Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, suffering from cancer, Lord, but you touch, you comfort, you heal and encourage by your divine spirit and grace. And Lord, even as we deal with those who are sick, whether it's of this COVID disease, this virus going around, or it's another disease, that you would draw them unto yourself and encourage them to seek after you. And at the same time, Lord, we are thankful as you are doing a mighty work in bringing new life into this world. We pray for Jacqueline Palmer, who is expecting in May, and Esther Palice expecting in September. Comfort and encourage them to raise up this child according to your word and according to your glorious riches. And we pray, Lord, for Beth Ellen, that you would strengthen our ability to reach out into the community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you would do a mighty work through us to prosper us and strengthen us, that you might bless us as well with some construction that we want to do, that you would open up the doors of not just possibilities, but probabilities, and that you would bless us abundantly beyond our capacity to really catch hold of and to comprehend, because you are Almighty God. Lord, we pray for our missionaries throughout this world and for your hand of blessing upon them, for you to bless them and encourage them and draw them closer to yourself. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, for Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez serving in Malaga, Spain, for Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Mary Malacy of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for you to use them in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom. And we pray for the offering that we're about to receive, that it would be used for your honor and glory, that you would use it to grow and expand the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God, that you would bless those who assist in the works of service and ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary listening over KKMC over the internet or over CD. Bless them with your divine wisdom and guidance, and encourage their hearts to draw near to you and to serve you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us and for praising the Lord with your beautiful voices. Now we're going to be turning to our scripture. Today we're going to be studying from Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 16 through 23. If you'll stand for the reading of God's word, Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 16 through 23. But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion they appointed a leader to turn to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. Even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, "This is your God that brought you up out of Egypt," and worked great provocations, yet in your manifold mercies you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart them from them by day to lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. And you also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, they lacking nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. Moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into districts. So they took possession of the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to go in and possess. May God bless the reading of his word. And now may we bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray today as you might bless Pastor as he brings forth his message, Lord. May your spirit fall fresh on us and cause us to understand your word by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And Father, may you bless each one in our congregation, those who are listening on the radio, and they're in the internet around the world, Lord. If there be one that needs to be saved, Lord, we pray that the gospel, they may hear it and turn to thee and repent so that they also might become in the family of God. Lord, everything that we say and do the rest of the day and the rest of our life, Lord, may it glorify you. And Father, bless our pastor now as he comes, brings the word. In Jesus' name, amen.